John Horn is with us now from the LA Times. Hey, John.
Hello, Steve.
So can a guy catch a break? I mean, Steven Spielberg, isn't he Hollywood royalty?
Not this week. I mean, generally, but he's had a couple of setbacks. On Friday, his long-delayed production of A Thousand Words, an Eddie Murphy comedy, will finally hit theaters. This is a movie that DreamWorks made 4 years ago when it was based at Paramount Pictures. It was a film that they thought would kind of capture the Norbit-like enthusiasm for Eddie Murphy. But unfortunately, after Norbit came Meet Dave and Imagine That. And Paramount Pictures thought they could ride the coattails of Tower Heist, which a Murphy movie that didn't do a lot of business. And the Academy Awards, I think you might recall that Eddie Murphy was at one point going to host that show. But when Brett Ratner, who was going to produce the show, left, he took Murphy with him. So now we have A Thousand Words, which is probably going to do about $1,000 of business.
Oh, wow. I want to talk about this program, Terra Nova. Of course, Spielberg not having very good luck on that as well because Fox has decided not to renew for next season. This was an expensive show to produce, right?
It was incredibly expensive. In fact, the two-hour pilot cost $16 million, which is more than the Best Picture winners, The Artist, Slumdog Millionaire, and The Hurt Locker, and not quite as good. I mean, this was a highly promoted show on Fox. The normal running costs a week were about $4 million. And because of a series of complicated deals with foreign distributors and domestic distributors, it wasn't necessarily losing money, but it was costing too much, and the ratings trajectory was not good. So Fox pulled the plug, and it's not the only Spielberg show that's in trouble. He has The River on ABC, which is a show that's very much in trouble, and then Smash on NBC, mm-hmm. which was launched after the Super Bowl and has been in kind of a steady state of decline ever since.
So where does Terra Nova go? I mean, does it go to another network?
Yeah, it time travels to a place where the economics make more sense. I mean, I think it's going to be a tough sell because it costs so much money. And even though, you know, the economics for a network may not make sense, they're probably going to make even less sense for an upstart network. Say it's, you know, Facebook or Netflix or Hulu, because the economic model just doesn't work for a show this expensive. I don't know. I mean, the makers of the show have to get more episodes. Because it was so expensive, they didn't do the typical 22 to 24 episodes. They were doing about a dozen, and they have to get to a lot more to get to syndication, where the real gold lies. And I don't know that they're going to get there. Maybe somebody will come in and take a shot for a year or two, but it's going to be an uphill battle for the show.
Does it mean a Spielberg maybe doesn't take that foray into television anymore, or do you think he's going to just try again?
I don't know. I mean, if you look at the overall slate for Spielberg, you know, he's had, you know, some hits and some misses in both film and television lately. I mean, War Horse did not do great business. It's about $158 million worldwide. But Tintin, which he made with Peter Jackson, even though it only did $77 million in domestic theaters, has grossed almost $300 million overseas. And, you know, his television track record, even though lately has been troubled, he did do Band of Brothers,
right.
He did The Pacific, he was involved in the start of ER, so taking us a whole, you know, maybe he's struggling this week, but I think the long-term prognosis is not that bad.
John Horn with the LA Times. John, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.